This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
CH Saturday, last week I was able to get rid of him and kept John Cirino. This week I get rid of John Cirino and I bring back Joe Jr. It's kind of like a hockey change, you know? It's a little bit like that.
Joe, yes.
You love your hockey. Joe Jr. is back at CH Saturday. Ask about group benefits, commercial insurance. Go get them on all the social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, and in the community as well. They're in your corner every day, every way. One of the things I love being a part of CH Insurance is the access I have to the place and to John as well. Joe, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm glad to be back, but you've had some great guests on, you know, with David Graham, John, Joe Corsi. It's been awesome. And I think it's great. You know, we want you to meet the whole team and get that our team out there that a lot of the clients and community deals with. So there's nothing better than the CH team, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt. And before we get to a little NBA versus NHL at the end and kind of bust some chops together, you want to set the market for everybody. So here you go. Here's the stage.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. I mean, calendar struck June 1. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm sure time flies in your world, but here we are June 1, you know, 5 months in, almost July 1, summer season. You know, the marketplace insurance in general, both personal and commercial, you know, carriers are underwriting, carriers are double checking things. They're making sure, you know, properties are protected. People have good experience. You know, they believe in risk management. You know, insurance has inflation to it, Mike. I never knew inflation could be with insurance, which you're probably like inflation and insurance. Right. When you get in an accident, it was taking longer to fix the vehicle, to get the part. No different in a home or place of business to fix something that had a loss. And it's starting to slow down and kind of elevate. So we do anticipate some smaller increases over the next 4 or 5 months. But you got to be nimble. You got to be with a good agent, Mike, and a good agency is an independent. We have 10 to 12 carriers that do different things and have different niches. And you saw it firsthand with your personal stuff. So it's no different in the commercial and small business world. Health insurance, you might be reading about, you know, Excellus filed for a 17% rate increase that could go into effect in 25. It may not be 17, but it could be 10 to 12 to 13% in the health world. So we're ahead of the game. We want to prepare the community, our clients, that we're there for them. And we're going to fight the battle for them as a business owner, whether you're a personal client, commercial client, or benefit client. We have the resources to help you.
Yeah, I feel like every day, like inflation, challenges, life, the time things take, everything seems to get harder by the day. And then you guys kind of are like, whoa, whoa, it's not harder if you work with us. And seriously, you guys are always in people's corner, but you also cut corners. And I mean that in a good way. I know usually that's used in a bad way. Like, oh, he cuts corners. No, I mean cutting corners from like, no, this, and this, the hard stuff. We're taking the shortcut to get you to the easy road is kind of the way I would use the cut and corner the opposite way. And so we work right into that to the four corners of CH.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to create a vision. Obviously everybody knows we're in your corner, but the four cornerstones that we're starting to really believe in here, not only with our team, with our sales, with our community partners, with our carriers, are really four things, Mike, and I don't want to bore you, but you know, the four C's are conversation, collaboration, change, and community. Okay. If you're not having conversations today, you're out of business. So the conversations are so important, and you hit on it. We're going to say, why do you have this? What do you need this for? And more importantly, Mike, we need to listen. Okay. Not only do I need to listen better, but we need to listen and be advocates for whoever we're dealing with. And our employees do it too. They're so good at this piece with the conversation. My dad always used to say, we don't need to send emails all the time. Pick up the phone and let's have a conversation. So, Michael, we are so far ahead of that and we're going to continue it. The second piece is collaboration. You see it with us, with our community partners, our networking, the vendors we deal with, our relationships within the community. We have to have collaboration to learn, navigate these waters. We're involved in our association where we have learning about the legislation and all the changes that are happening in our industry, and we're right there for our customers. The third thing is change. Mike, if you don't change today and we don't change, we're backpedaling, you know, 3 years. Change is so important to make your business better. Look at artificial intelligence that's now coming to our business. You know, I was talking to your buddy, David Graham. We're doing ads and creating things that came from artificial intelligence. I'm not knocking David, but he knocked it off in less than 5 minutes, where a project could have taken a half a day or a week. So we need to accept it that it's here and it's coming to insurance too, where you remember years ago, you can buy insurance online, which you still can, but what will AI do in our business? And we got to accept it and learn about it. And then the fourth pillar, Michael, is community. We want to be active in the community. You see it, feel it. Our staff sees it and feels it. And when we're part of the community, it just makes our team better. It makes us better. You feel good. And it's just something that we've always stand for. And if we have the resources, we love supporting our community partners. And now the golf season is in full swing. And you know, you could play every day, but you know, the community piece of that is so important. And we just love to promote missions with certain programs that we love to help out there. And as I said, it makes us better and nimble and humble, and helping others is where it's at. So those four cornerstones are where we're going to see and live by these next few years.
Well, you can take a sip of your coffee there. Although if there was ever a guy I knew to, you know, never need coffee, it'd be you.
Thank you.
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. To
really?
Yeah, I like chais once in a while. I like green tea, but I just, the taste of it, the smell of it, I just can't do it. And you brought up a good point there before we get to our last bit here about the listening part, because in my business, you know, Rich Lee from St. Bonaventure reached out to me this past week when Bill Walton died, and I had posted my interview from 5 years ago with Bill, and I had put in there, you know, about, you know, how I don't prepare questions for all of my interviews. I haven't done that since college, and I stopped doing it right away because I have some things in my head. I'm a big preparation guy. As you know how many books I read and how I'm online all the time. And it's like your life when you're doing this, because you got to know what you're talking about. And I have the questions in my head and I have a lot of things that I want to talk about. And after the first couple, I know the other ones that I want to ask, but if you listen, the conversation kind of takes care of itself and wraps into what you want to ask. And so I feel like being a better listener makes you a better interviewer. And in your guys' case, being a better listener to your people as well, you know, it makes you guys jump up a level as well. So I was really into what you were saying there. The playoffs are going on still, the NBA and NHL. They might as well just play year-round, for crying out loud. They go into June here.
That's amazing.
And you're more of an NBA guy. I'm more of an NHL guy. We bust chops back and forth, but I know that you're looking forward to the finals. We're not even there yet for the Stanley Cup finals as we're sitting here today. The Rangers are down 3-2. They play tonight. The Stars lost last night to the Oilers, which I want to see the best player in the world in the finals and Connor McDavid. My dream final was Oilers and Rangers. Not sure we're going to get that, but you love the NBA finals. I love the NHL more. I don't even watch the NBA, but I love the blood, sweat, gut, and tears more of the NHL. I love Lord Stanley. I love the product. I can't stand load management. I know in the playoffs it's different, Joe. I know that they actually play defense and they actually get up off their chairs and play. Bravo. But I know you're more of the NBA guy, so I'll let you have it.
Yeah, no, it's funny you're saying that. When I was channel surfing with all these games being on the past 2 weeks, I did catch the NHL. You're going to laugh. The Rangers, when they went into overtime, caught the last 2 minutes. And it's unbelievable how quick they score. Again, I didn't grow up with hockey. A lot of my buddies didn't play hockey, but they love watching hockey. Just never did it, Mike. I transferred, and played the basketball rain. But
well, I did too, though. I've only skated twice in my life. I fell both times. And it's one of my big regrets that, like, now that I learned the guitar a little bit a few years back, my two biggest regrets from being young, three big regrets, was that I didn't play golf earlier, I didn't play the guitar sooner, and I didn't take up a little bit more of hockey. Those are the big three.
Right. Yeah. Right. But when you turn to these NBA finals, when I try to convince you to maybe watch, we have Dallas in the Celtics.
Yeah, I know.
Luka, Kyrie, these guys are off the charts. Kyrie, I think, is happy, which is interesting. I think he knows the number one guy is Doncic. Okay. He's the number one go-to guy. And what they did was phenomenal. I mean, they didn't sweep, but now you got the Celtics. They're due. What Brad Stevens has created there, Mike, is, I would say, a dream team. I mean, but I can't predict this series. I just think it's going to, I don't know, probably Celtics in six, could go seven. But Boston has these, it's all about the three today in that NBA. They just got it.
Parrish, Mikhail Bird, Abdul-Jabbar Worthy, and Magic Johnson, Pippen, Jordan, and Rodman. Pippen, and it's always been the big
three. Let's not go back. It was only Larry Bird. It wasn't Parrish and Mikhail for the three. Sure, I'm saying these big guys are shooting threes. They're shooting 30 to 45 threes a year, but it's up tempo. But Mike, I will give you a little hint. You can turn the game on probably with 4 minutes to go and watch a great series if you don't want to watch it all.
Yeah. Anybody but Boston. And I know who's in the finals. Anybody but Boston. I haven't seen a second of the NBA in years. Anybody but a Boston sports team. Let's go. All right. This was a fun segment. Joe Jr., he's back for CH Saturday. Ask about group benefits, commercial insurance, the four corners of CH we got into, setting the market and ask those good questions as well. A lot of it's about timing. We've gotten into that too with John Cirino in terms of your policy. Just look at it, ask the right questions. Summer is here. So get a move on with CH Insurance at chinsurance.cc. They are in your corner every day, every way. Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk soon, my man.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
For business owners, employees are an important asset. Competitive employee benefits can help attract and retain staff. CH Insurance provides high-quality group health plans and great provider networks while keeping costs in check.
I switched to CH Insurance. They're outstanding. It was one of the easiest business transactions I've made, and their ongoing service is phenomenal.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.